You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Democrats in Lansing are taking another run at expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Democratic State Rep John Hoadley of Kalamazoo and Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor have introduced bills expanding civil rights protection in Michigan to people who are LGBT. Here with us is attorney Dana Nessel of Detroit. She's recognized as one of the leading litigators of LGBT issues in Michigan. Dana, why does Elliot Larson need to be expanded? What's missing?
Honestly, we have no protections of any kind for Michigan residents who are LGBT. So we don't have any protections for sexual orientation or for gender identity. And that's nationally true, and it's true as well for the state of Michigan. When I say nationally, I mean there's no federal law. And there's no state law protections of any kind.
And indeed, are you seeing things on the national front that worry you to the point where you really are hoping we'll see this happen on the state level?
Absolutely. In fact, I think that the state is the place where this has to occur because, if anything, the few protections that existed of any kind on a federal level were really those that were imposed by the Obama administration. And all of those protections are now being rolled back by the Trump administration. Congress is again evaluating the Equality Act, which would create a national civil rights act. But unfortunately, with the numbers in Congress right now, that looks like it's going nowhere. And so, unfortunately, we have to revert back to the state, and we have to have some sort of rights here in the state of Michigan, or LGBT people are going to continue to suffer.
Dana, could you share an example or two of the kind of thing that happens to someone because gender identity and sexual orientation are not encoded into our law?
Well, how much time do you have? Because I get calls about this literally every single day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't have a same-sex couple that was evicted from their apartment, a gay or trans person that is either fired from their job once the employer finds out that they're LGBT, or denied employment in the first place. And I see, I think the scariest thing of all are the number of people that are turned away from medical treatment as a result of being gay or trans. And, I mean, I even see situations where you have same-sex couples where the doctors refuse to treat their children. So it's incredibly scary to be an LGBT person here in the state of Michigan.
There's zero recourse available for them under Michigan state law.
That's exactly right.
Now, we've seen states like North Carolina and Texas pay an economic price for discriminating against the gay and trans community. What do you think expanding Elliot Larson could mean for Michigan's economy and business climate?
Well, I think all you have to do is look at where the major corporations in this state stand. And if you look, there is a large number of Fortune 500 companies that strongly, strongly advocate amending Elliot Larson to include LGBT people. And the reason for that, it's not just because of goodwill, it's because it affects their bottom line. And the fact of the matter is, these companies know that they are unable to recruit the best talent from out of state, and they're unable to retain the best talent here in Michigan because people don't want to live and work in a state that is this backwards. And it's not just people who actually identify as LGBT. It's also people who are our allies. They have a big problem with that sort of discrimination, and it's creating a lot of economic issues for our state, and that's why corporate America so badly wants to see this happen.
Dana, many who oppose laws that protect gay and trans people say that these efforts violate their rights regarding freedom of a religion. Why don't they have a point, in your view?
Well, the First Amendment has always been intended to be used as a shield and not a sword, meaning it's there to protect people and not to be utilized so that you can further your discrimination against others. And unfortunately, that's the way it's used. And I'll just give you an example of, a doctor that I know who will not treat, who's a pediatrician and will not treat the children of same-sex couples. You know, to me, when you open up an office and you hold yourself out as a physician and it is your job that in exchange for payment, you treat children, you are not being discriminated against because someone wants to pay you or utilize, their insurance, which pays you, in order to medically treat their child. That's not discrimination. But that doctor refusing to treat a child based on who his or her parents are, that absolutely is discrimination. So I absolutely reject that argument.
I know 1977 is when the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act passed. It's just marked the 40th anniversary. And they have tried, what, every year since 1983 to get this expansion for gay and trans people across. And it never happens. Do you see, do you envision a day when it will?
Well, for this term, certainly, I see this as nothing more, unfortunately, than an empty gesture. Since the time period that Elliott-Larsen has, there have been all these efforts to amend Elliott-Larsen. We've had well over 1,000 legislators that have served in both the Senate and in the House, and only 3 Republicans ever in that time period have ever stepped forward to support such legislation. 2 of those Republicans are now Democrats, and the last one was Frank Foster in 2014, who got primaried out as a result of his support. So for this particular effort, we have not even a single Republican that has stepped forward to indicate his or her support for this. So unfortunately, I don't see this happening right now. The only way that I could possibly see an amendment coming through the legislature is, frankly, if we see a change in the gerrymandering in the state, because I think even for Republicans, the legislature is not reflective of how the general public sees this issue. And we know from polling data that literally 70% of all Michigan residents support equal rights for LGBT people. Unfortunately, the legislature doesn't reflect that because we're seeing the most far-right people who end up winning their primaries, and again, because of gerrymandering, that's permitted to occur. So until we do something about redistricting, I don't really see anything happening through the legislature. I actually see the best opportunity for an amendment to Elliott-Larsen through a ballot proposal.
Attorney Dana Nessel, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.